What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed. Right now. I think I should have eaten.
Oh.
No, now I'm sleepy is all.
You gotta keep your strength though.
Yeah, I think it's settling. It makes me want to go take a nap. So, if you need to fall asleep, hello and welcome to episode 102.
Care for your insomnia.
From cyberspace. I am your ever so humble host, and with us tonight are Becky.
Yellow.
Elisa.
Hello.
And maybe JR. Maybe. We don't know. He was here, but then he went away, and we're not sure what the status is.
Well, when you brought him in, Elisa, and I happened to be talking about penises, so I don't know if he got offended. Or...
They're nice penises. They're one guy's
penis. Yeah, it was good penis stories. I mean, it wasn't gross penis stories.
No.
I don't think you can offend him that easily.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Usually he can keep his own.
Yeah, that's true.
Or he doesn't care, and he'll just, like, you know, not even listen.
Yeah, normally. The hell is that? It's like a hamster running through a wheel.
Yeah, that's my fan. How's that?
Fine. It's all great.
It's all good. Anyway. Nobody listens anymore.
You're gonna offend some people.
Oh, I'm sorry, our three listeners. I'm sorry.
We have very slowly, been going up in the number of downloads again.
Wow.
So it's back on the rise. I don't know why. But it is slowly going up. This has been an absolutely crazy week for me. What about you two?
Yeah.
It's been a little strange. A little sad, a little strange.
Yeah. Summer's right in the middle. We're right in the middle of summer.
It's half over. Yeah, it's like you said, right in the middle. Middle of the year, middle of the summer. Sure. Where the hell is it gone?
Yeah.
Before we know it, school's going to be back in session.
Yep.
Is it super hot there, too? It's like 101. It's been 101 to 90. High 90s.
It was pretty muggy last night, let me tell you. It brought in a hell of a storm.
Yeah, we had a monster storm just rip through here real fast. And I don't know where you were at, Becky, when it hit. I happened to be at a Subway picking up a couple sandwiches for people who absolutely had to have tuna fish.
Oh.
And I got in the door just before the rain hit. And before I could order, it came down, and it looked like a monsoon.
Wow.
It was insane. And, of course, it didn't let up until after I got back in the truck and started driving to where I needed to go. Oh. It was crazy.
Well, I had several phone calls going on, and I was to meet somebody for supper, and I was trying to get ready. It was kind of a last minute, hey, you know, we're going to be here. Come join us. So as I'm leaving the house, the neighbor kids stopped me to let me know that their mother had passed away. So I didn't want to run away from them.
Yeah.
So I talked to them for a while. I get in the car, and I mean, it just lets loose.
Wow.
So I'm driving across town with it just raining and storming. And so I get to where I'm supposed to be, and I'm already probably 10-15 minutes behind the other people. And I had cleaned the car out that morning because it's time to turn my leased vehicle back in. So I had no umbrellas. I'd managed to take them out of the car that morning. What a mistake. And so I went ahead and went in there, and they're like, well, I thought you'd wait out in the car. I'm like, look outside. It's not going to end real quick. But my God, what beautiful rainbows afterwards, and what fantastic sky.
Is there a double rainbow?
Uh-huh. Yes,
there was. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. You guys, have you heard that yet?
No.
Oh, there's like a whole meme on the internet about double rainbow. Just look up double rainbow and you'll find it.
Well, and the funny part was when I was talking to the daughter-in-law this morning, one of the grandchildren had asked why there had to be a storm right after Grandma passed.
Aww.
And his mom told him, well, you really didn't expect her to go out of here quietly, did you? She's never done anything quietly. Well, I thought that was hilarious. Of course, you kind of had to know Kathy to really appreciate it, but... yeah, she left us with a bang.
Aww.
Lightning, thunder, and then a beautiful sky.
Aww.
And trees. I mean, limbs ripped out of trees. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Was the wind really strong, too?
I don't remember how many miles they said, but they had an event in downtown or in Lafayette called Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, geez. Nice night to do it on.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, they closed it 5 hours early.
Wow.
Because, yeah.
Wow. Well, that was already going on when the storm came in.
Jeez.
And they said that it turned tents over and vendors' foods and stuff were thrown out in the middle of the street from the wind. So, yeah, I imagine they said, fuck it. That storm was over.
Let's dance right home.
Yeah. Well, I think it was like a $20 ticket to get in there, too.
Well, was it like a competition or just like a dance?
It's a little mini park.
Kind of an outdoor festival.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
right. Food, drink, different stages set up with different musics going on.
Hmm. Yeah, they block off the streets in downtown. Hmm. Let the weirdos dance.
Yeah, and there are some weirdos.
You can pick what kind of music you're into and... boogie your butt. It's not a bad little thing. I think it's ridiculous to pay $20 to get into that.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Buy food, but...
yeah.
You know, whatever. Something different to do on a Saturday night.
Yep.
So I have not heard back from JR, so I don't know what is up with him.
I wonder if he's having computer issues.
I think... maybe he needs to type Google into Google.
Oh! Or maybe he's getting Googled.
He needs to turn it off and turn it back on.
I'm so depressed that we can't see those episodes here. Because there's like four now. People are talking about them. I'm like,
And we were talking to IT crowd, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wish I could see
you
that.
Know it. Oh, so, I know this is probably going to be a faster than normal episode, but let's go ahead and get into the one segment everybody loves! Alright. Becky, would you like to go first?
Sure will. Well, as I said last week, the water leak issue... had the guy come out. He showed up Tuesday. They were able to locate the lines in the ground on Monday. He was able to get it repaired for less than a fourth of what the one company wanted, and I was so happy. Wow. Really nice guy, in fact. I even gave him $50 extra. I mean, like it's really any big deal, but I told him, you know, he was quick. He was very thorough. It's nice to know there's somebody out there that ain't trying to rip you off.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my part of my cherry pie. Of course, like I mentioned, cow pie. Lost a good neighbor who's been there for 24 years. I think I've been in this 23 years I've been in this house. So I will miss the neighborhood gossip she used to share with me.
Oh.
And oh, let's see what else. I think that's about it. I mean, I've had good and bad. It's just typical week up, down, you know. That's it. I'm done.
A Okay, Elisa?
Cherry, well, yesterday I went, I had always seen this museum from the road, and I was wondering what it was in Pasadena. It's called the Norton Simon Museum, and I finally went in there yesterday and looked around. It's this beautiful art museum. It has Picassos and Monets and Rembrandts. Yeah, and it's really pretty, and it's really small. And just had a really nice time looking at all the art, and it was cool. It's been ridiculously hot here, like, for the last couple days, and so I've tried to escape in any way I can, and going into the art gallery was fantastic, just being able to just relax and look at art and stuff. Today wasn't so great, and next week I have to do something a little bit hairy, so I'm not really looking forward to that, but that's kind of a cow pie, but I will give you, if I can give you a little audio visual of another of my cherry pies, see if this works. I'm going to see. Get ready.
Blood of this horse is killing me.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
That sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger saying a house was killing him.
Hang on.
The blood of this horse is killing me.
Okay, forever, several of my friends have been telling me about these movies. They're Andy Warhol movies. And there are two horror movies. He did one of Frankenstein and one of, where the hell is my, one of Dracula. And I watched Frankenstein and I loved it so much, I stayed up and watched Dracula. Both of them are on Netflix Instant Watch. Both of them are starring Udo Kier. And he does such a fantastic job, and he's got this incredibly thick German accent that makes it all the better. The line he actually just said was, "The blood of these whores is killing me."
That's what I thought I heard.
Yes,
but...
yes. And it is hilarious. He's over the top. He's fantastic. And he's just, it's, I have, like, I swear, I think Reanimator stole pretty much most of the sight gags and the plot line from Andy Warhol's Dracula. Because I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, this looks like Reanimator. But this movie was made in 1973. So... recommended highly, both of them. Andy Warhol's Dracula, it's also called Blood for Dracula, and Frankenstein, Andy Warhol's Frankenstein, also called Flesh for Frankenstein, both on Netflix Instant Watch. Fan-freaking-tastic. Loved them. Let me see, for cow pies, I guess. Cow pie right now is I just unplugged my headset to show that, play that, and I can't find the plug now, but that's okay. So that's why it sounds kind of weird.
So we could say anything we wanted and you wouldn't hear us right now, huh?
No, I can hear it. No, I got it.
Oh,
I,
no. External speaker, right?
I have something shitty to do next week, but it'll lead to good stuff. And I think I'm more worried about it than I should be. So I don't want to get into details, but I think I'm more worried about it than I really need to be. But today's also my dad's 72nd birthday. He is an old man. I have very old parents, but they say children of older parents are more intelligent. So thank you very much. And
happy birthday, her dad, Elisa's dad.
Bruce,
happy birthday.
Shout out to Bruce.
Yes! Woohoo!
Like he ever listens.
I'm sure he listens, yeah.
Yeah.
He has high on his list of listening pleasures. So I guess it's been, yeah, sort of an off and on week. That, I mean, I had some good stuff, but, you know, the week was kind of blah. I had a lot of stuff to do again, but I don't know, I'll survive. So anyway, next.
Stay awake, DeWard. Your turn.
I know I was yawning. How do you know I was yawning?
I heard you.
Oh, you could hear it?
Yes.
Oh.
You always get on us for yawning. Yes, we heard, dude.
Well, I apologize then. I mean, it is. Like I said, well, nobody else knows, but today is the first time I have eaten since Wednesday night.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
So, I had a pulled pork barbecue sandwich and french fries, and that's it. And, you know, I feel like I've eaten a 10-course dinner.
I bet.
I'm really down. And the reason for that is I'll do my cow pie first. Thursday morning, it turns out I had a kidney stone.
Ooh.
And early in the morning at work, something felt just a little off.
Yeah.
And then it was just like somebody had punched me as hard as they could in the kidney, in the back, and it was just a constant, extreme pain that literally took me to my knees and put me on my back. It was so bad, I was laying on the ground, panting, just trying to get enough strength to stand up and get back to the shop so I could find a way to get to the hospital.
Wow.
And I was able eventually, like an hour and a half later, to drive myself to the urgent care. And of course, I get there and the lady's on the phone.
Nice.
And I wasn't even about to do anything, so I just kind of slid my car towards her and said, I'm laying on the couch when you're ready for me. So a few minutes later, she got off the phone and started typing things in. They came, had somebody get me and put me in a wheelchair. The lady asked me what was going on. I told her, she goes, sounds like you're passing a kidney stone. We need to take you to the emergency room. Can you drive? And I was like, no.
I couldn't even walk back here.
No way in hell I can drive right now.
Jesus.
And here's the best part. So they call an ambulance. I wasn't thinking. I know some people that could have, my parents.
Yeah.
They're both retired. They could have come and got me less than a mile from where I was. They could have got me, took me to the emergency room, but I wasn't thinking clearly at all.
Well, yeah, you were in so much pain.
They call me an ambulance. I wait for the ambulance to get there. When they finally do show up, which felt like forever to me, they no sooner pull out onto the street from the urgent care center, then I hear the driver says, oh, God, we got to stop. And I'm thinking, no! Get to the emergency room! There was a funeral procession.
Oh, my God!
That's kind of...
And I can see the line of cars going by because they have me in the gurney thing, but I'm sitting up. And I just see this forever long line of cars. And I didn't want to be, I don't know the word, cruel or unjust because... Yeah, these people have lost someone they care about, but I'm in a lot of fucking pain.
You're still alive.
So I'm like, God damn it, get out of the way! But eventually they got me there, and they put me on morphine, and, morphine is sweet. It's a liar, but it's very, very sweet. It takes everything away. And I had to pass a kidney stone.
So we can call you a stoner now?
I'm a stoner.
Many ways. You also produce them and take them?
Apparently.
Yeah.
They did put me on OxyContin.
Ooh.
Which is a fairly decent drug in and of itself. But I have not had a pill today.
Well, very good.
I think I passed it. I've been peeing in a strainer since Thursday, and actually in a jug, and then I dump it through a strainer. And late yesterday afternoon, everything looked real sandy, so I think I got it out.
Oh.
And there's one big piece in there about the size of a tomato seed, and I think that's a bastard to put me on my knees. I have to turn all that in so they can determine why I had a kidney stone.
Yep.
And I gotta say, that is not something I would wish on anybody. I've been told it's the closest a man can come to knowing the pain of giving birth. And it's hard to describe. It hurts constantly. It's agonizing. And the only thing you can do is try and keep constantly shifting positions just so it... The concentration of the pain's a little different each time you move.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it's insane.
I still think with society and the medical marvels that we now have, why the hell do people have to suffer through one? I realize the body has to get rid of it, but they used to be able to stick you in this ultrasonic tub and the waves would crush them.
Mm-hmm.
And, Dward, like I was telling you, my husband had one, and it took him 13 days to pass it. I thought that was just ridiculous.
I think they only do the laser, like they do laser ablation, like they go in and they shoot you with lasers and it just crushes the stone so you can pass it more easily, but I think they only do that if it's a certain size, and I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, mine was 2 millimeters, mm-hmm. that's what they saw. And I think once they, you go in and tell them and they know you're passing a kidney stone, they give you adequate medication. Once I was on the morphine and then the oxy, I was okay.
Mm.
The pressure would start to build up a little, and I learned very quickly after the first time the morphine wore off and I was in agony again, that once you start feeling the pressure, you take another pain pill.
Yeah.
You don't try and tough it out
right.
and say, well, it's just a slight pain. No, because it comes back and it kicks you in the nads.
Literally, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But once I was on that, I was okay.
See, they did not give him medication like that.
That's insane. I don't understand that at all. And I don't understand how he survived that. Because I was at my limit. I was ready to tell them to cut the kidney out. If they wanted a blood sample. Because at first they're asking me to give them a urine sample. And I was like, I can't pee. I've been crying. That's one of the things. I constantly felt like I had to go to the bathroom, both number one and number two.
Thank you for stirring
up.
That. Yeah.
And nothing would happen.
Well, that's the same that I've had, I don't know if you have had any, Becky, but I've had several like urinary tract infections when I was younger. And that's the same kind of feeling, is you just like feel like you always need to pee, but you can't, or you only pee a little bit and then it burns.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Well, here, nothing happens at all. You have that sensation, and I was like, if you want a blood sample, just take a finger, just do something because this is killing me. And then I got the morphine, and I was like, oh. And apparently, I called various people while I was stoned on the morphine, including my boss. So that should be interesting.
Oh no.
Well, I didn't say anything bad, but.
But you just informed them like what.
Yeah, I had to let him know, because I let him know when I left work. I said, I got to go. I'm probably going to the hospital because something's really wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Did you think it was a kidney stone right away, or when you got to the hospital, they told you?
I knew before I got to the urgent care that it might be a kidney stone,
right.
Because of where the pain was centered.
Yeah.
But when it first came on, I had no clue. I mean, I thought, oh, my God, something's really wrong. I'm about to die.
Uh-oh.
Because it literally knocked me on my knees, and then I had to lay down, and I even took my shirt off to lay on a bare tile floor to try and cool off.
Wow.
I was sweating so bad.
Jesus. That's what I was going to say. My husband was drenched from the sweat.
Wow. How did you make it to the hospital?
Just force a will. Becky, you know how cool my place is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Temperature-wise?
Uh-huh.
And then I have a pleather couch.
Mm.
So it's cold when you sit on it.
Yes.
When I got here, I stripped down to nothing but my socks and underwear and laid on that, and I was still sweating profusely.
Well, why didn't you tell me that when I came down to watch a movie? I would have sat somewhere else.
Yes. Well, you did. I sat on my end.
Okay.
You know, I was on my end, stretched out, panting.
No, I meant your old sweaty body at me. You said
it was on my end.
You said you stretched out. Oh, my God.
Well, it's probably your body, like, trying to reject whatever it is. Like, it's like a foreign body inside your body, you know?
Yeah, it goes into overdrive.
Jeez.
And once, like I said, after I got on the morphine and the oxy, everything was okay. Other than I was really tired the whole time.
Mm.
So, apparently I left at one point on Friday, but I don't remember doing it.
Wow.
Well, some drunk apparently ran over the fence. And the landlord swears she's got pictures of them when they backed over the fence. My truck is not there.
Uh-huh.
And then when the cops showed up, my truck was there.
Mm.
But I don't remember going anywhere Friday afternoon.
Oh, my God. Wait, so how long were you in this intense pain?
Until from about 8:30 until 11:30, so only about 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
And that was long enough.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much my cow pie. I have heard from JR. He's not going to be able to make it tonight.
Okay.
His internet has gone down on him.
Ooh, lucky. Oh. Most men are happy when they get gone down on, but I don't imagine he's too happy right now.
You know, I didn't even catch that when you first said it, because like, I haven't had a pain pill, but I'm a little slow. And I am having slight dizzy spells, so. Now, the cherry pie goes in the complete opposite direction. And that is, at 2:30 Saturday morning, I was called and my daughter's water broke. And just before 10 o'clock that morning, Saturday morning, she gave birth.
Cool.
So I am a grandpappy now.
Oh.
Is that your official title now? I mean, you're not going to be a grandpa or...
I think it'll be grandpa. I'm not sure. And that's something that I'll probably let her decide.
Okay.
I'm not real concerned with it.
Do you have something in the South or anything that's different than grandpa?
There's peepaw, papaw.
Oh, okay.
There's multiple different ones that I've heard people use. Mm. My guess is it'll just probably be grandpa. Mm. And if I had to guess, it'll probably be Grandpa Ed.
Oh.
For sure.
Grandpa Ed.
It was a little boy. He was 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Ooh.
And almost 22 inches long. So he's a good-sized boy. He has the biggest big toe I've ever seen in my life. And that is a family trait of the father. I swear to God, his big toe is almost the size of my little toe.
Oh, Lord.
They are friggin' huge.
What's his name?
His name is Christian.
Oh.
Christian Edward. So.
Christian Edward.
Oh.
Yep.
Sounds like
a
song.
That's always a good name. That's always a good name because you can call him Chris, you can call him, I don't know, whatever, like all kinds of things. Yeah. Edward, Ed.
Well, he's already been nicknamed Bug by his mother.
Bug.
But while he was still in the womb, she nicknamed him Bug for some reason. So.
Yeah, he says, you know, parasite.
I don't know if that'll stick or, you know, if it'll change over time, but we'll see.
Mm. Hopefully.
He's got a...
Go ahead.
He's got a full head of hair.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She does realize her father's a bug killer by occupation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There might be a little irony there.
Yeah, it could be,
With everybody having a camera phone, of course, we took some pictures that way on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I had my oldest daughter take one of me holding the baby and send that to my sister, and I wanted her to send it to my computer, which she has not done yet. But instead, she sent it to my parents, who printed it out and took it into the mall, and today they gave me a shirt. And the top of it says Grandpa Eddie, and then it has the picture of me holding the baby.
Oh, my God.
It's so cool.
You have to wear that shirt, and that can be our picture for this week.
I'm wearing the shirt now.
Well, take a picture.
I had to wear it all day.
Take a picture and put it on as the picture of the week.
I'll think about it. I don't know if I want to put him out there yet. Although you really can't see
him. You can't see him.
It's not like nobody's going to see your shirt. I mean, if you wear it outside, people are going to see what the kid looks like. So.
Yeah. But that was my cherry pie. So it has been a very terrible week, and then it ended on kind of a high note. And I'm just hoping my professor will give me an extra day to get homework done, because I haven't been able to.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All weekend long. I sent him an email, but he hasn't responded to me yet.
So both of you gave birth this week, then?
Yeah. In fact, at one point, we were having a race to see who would go first. And she beat me by about 7 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, because I think she carried a little longer than you did.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead, Ed.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was telling Elisa before you came back online that you had mentioned several weeks ago that you had a really bad pain in your back and you couldn't figure out what you did wrong and felt like you'd pulled the muscle. I just wondering then if that little guy wasn't shifting around to make his entrance.
Mm-hmm. It could be. Was it? Do you remember? You sprayed my back, right?
Yeah, I gave you that Arctic spray, and you swore by it.
Was it? Was it down in the kidney area?
Mm-hmm.
And on the left side?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been there.
There you go.
That's where the pain was. And I mean, oh my God! I've never had anything so incapacitating. And I broke my nose and my jaw.
Wow.
Well, I told Elisa at work, I have the drawer with the pain medicine in it that, of course, if you dispense medicine or anything, they consider you a drug pusher. So I always say, yeah, it's over there in the drawer. Help yourself. I've got sinus medicine in there and antacids, and all the guys know it's there. But you hit that a little more than you normally do. You'd say, can I get? Sure, help yourself.
Well, hopefully it's over now.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, if you're, you know, feeling better enough that it's probably passing, and even if it hasn't all passed, like the big part probably has.
I think most of it has. I feel some pressure back there now and then, but nothing really bad. And then I've got dizzy spells, but they're not real bad. And I'm taking one more day off. I won't be at work tomorrow, so.
Good for you.
Hoping I'll be all healed up.
The morphine or whatever drug you're on probably causes the dizzy spells too. I mean, it's strong stuff. So.
Well, I only had 2 doses of the morphine, and that was on Thursday. Since then, I've been on this OxyContin stuff.
Oh, and that's nothing. That's why people, you know, use it illegally to get high.
That's why I'm not taking it unless I actually need to, because I don't want to get hooked on it.
Well, then you said they gave you ibuprofen.
Yeah, 600 milligrams.
Okay.
So there's probably there's all kinds of drugs going through your system, and you haven't been eating, so that's probably all part of it.
It's probably your sugar level more than anything.
Yeah.
Well, I broke down and bought a sweet tea today.
Cool.
I said, damn it, I'm going to have a sweet tea.
Oh, I was thinking about you because, I don't know, do you guys have, I think it's Popeye's chicken?
No, we don't. No?
Okay, because that has, I saw the sign outside that says it has a sweet tea. So I was thinking about you, and I was thinking, try that one.
Well, my sister was telling me about some other vodka sweet tea that's out there that's real good, and you can't even taste the vodka.
We took it with us to Horror Hound. And Horror Hound 1-1, and it was sweet tea vodka. And I was making Long Island iced teas with it, and Robert was very fond of it.
Okay.
I think you can taste the vodka, but that's just me.
So I guess that is our cherry and cow pies for the week. Mm. I think it's been plenty.
Mm.
I hope the next few years are not so eventful.
Oh, he'll grow like a weed. You'll just be amazed at.
Yep.
So this is your first time as a grandfather?
Yeah, it's first grandchild.
Okay.
And I remember when my kids were real, real small, I couldn't wait till they got older so we could play board games and stuff together. I miss that. That goes so fast. Mm-hmm. It's insane how quick that really goes by.
Yep.
That's why I treasure my nights with my... My oldest comes down, and we watch a movie and cook together. So. All right, let's get into what some other people think and some listener feedback.
Cool.
Becky, I told you we had like 6 of these.
We didn't
have that many.
Okay.
One of them was no good. The other was just for me. So we don't have quite as many. So here's the first one.
Hey, everybody. Mark here.
Hey, Mark.
Enjoyed the last 2 episodes. I wanted to, and I forgot to do so, I wanted to tell Headshot Heather that that was a great choice. I'm going to be putting that at the top of my queue on Netflix. And Leviathan, I've never, ever seen this movie. When Abyss and all those other movies came out, I just, for some reason, never saw that one. Never saw it when it came out on videotape. Never saw it when it came out on DVD. So anyway, I know you guys didn't like it, but I think I will be renting it from Netflix. It sounds okay to me. And, Elisa, before you abandon Los Angeles, I forgot how long ago it was I told you about it, but Frank and Son Collectibles that I had told you about in the City of Industry, You got to check it out at least once before you go.
No.
I think you'll be surprised at how neat it is.
Too far.
Like I said, over 100 dealers there with different kind of collectibles, comic books, statues, Hot Wheels, sports memorabilia, anything you can think about, G.I. Joe, matchbooks, Disney stuff, so anything. So anyway, check it out, Alisa. And I think that's it for now. Can't wait to see what you guys think about my movie. Hope you like it. Anyway, may your week be filled with cherry pie. Take care, everybody. Bye.
So I'm too lazy. City of Industry is like, you know, the other side of the world for me. So.
and don't you think when you're just a looker because you're not really looking to buy, sometimes that makes it not quite so appealing?
Yeah, I mean, I go, if it were like a horror convention or something that I was like really interested in, then yeah, but I mean, I don't know if I still go. I'm so lazy, especially here. Like, I mean, the traffic here is so freaking insane that I just, sometimes I can't be bothered even going to stuff that I want to see, so. It's unfortunate, but true.
Yeah, and I'd probably blow a paycheck in a place like that. And, Mark, I think we actually did like Leviathan on the whole. We just thought it was a little dated, is all. I like Leviathan, okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, now he did call a second time, but it was mainly addressed to me, and one of which was the, he had a special request for the outgoing song, which, like I said, I told you guys earlier, I'm not going to make you sit through, because it's 6 minutes long.
So and we have a very short attention span.
Oh, yes.
I'll just add it on in post. So, but we did have another call.
Hey, Planet 9 from Cyberspace. This is Metal Mikey coming back to you once more with thoughts on episode 99 right now, but I'll call back later for 100. So, first off, just, you know, off-topic mentions. You know what? I really didn't personally dig Quarantine either, and even without having seen Wreck previously, I still kind of felt after watching Quarantine that, yeah, I'm betting Wreck was probably better. I think it's probably due to Jennifer Carpenter, if I remember the actress's name right. Man, she was a shitty actress.
Yeah, she was.
And I do like these little segues I have here. Speaking of shitty movies, yeah, 12 Rounds sucks. And this is from a guy who is a complete wrestling movie, not wrestling movie, but wrestlers in movies sympathizer. I hated 12 Rounds. It was just, God. Suck. I can't exactly verbalize how to do it without going into a rant, but I just did not like it. I do have to mention that when the women are in the majority of the show, you know, invariably the talks usually go to wieners or vibrators, so, hey, this episode, it has not proved me wrong. And as for the movie comments itself, which was Behind the Mask in the episode, I really enjoyed Behind the Mask. It is actually part of my permanent collection because, I mean, I am a fan of slasher movies, so I guess it's kind of built in with me, but I feel that it was actually a better sort of humorous slash parody of the slasher genre than, say, the more popular option, which would be, Scream. Yeah, the Scream series. Although, to be fair, Hatchet is pretty good in a similar vein in terms of Behind the Mask, but not quite so self-referential. But you forgot one little cameo that if you blink, you miss it in Behind the Mask, which is a Kane Hodder cameo. That's right, the actor that has played Jason Voorhees the most out of all actors, he was in Behind the Mask. I'll give you a hint. Like I said, you blink and you miss him. But he was doing a little menial task out on the street, I'm just saying. And I did want to clarify for Lisa, I'm surprised nobody else has done it yet. Unfortunately, she is incorrect in that Black Christmas is not part of the Silent Night, Deadly Night series. That is just a series in and of itself.
Oh, okay.
And for anybody that's listening, I would kill to get a copy of Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2. But I'm just saying. And like I said, I'll get back to you all in a little while or so.
Okay.
Got some driving and, you know, menial shit to do out on the streets. But I will talk to you in a little while, all right? Take it easy, Plan 9. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, I let me rectify this. The correction is Black Christmas's alternate title is Silent Night, Evil Night.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. And I I thought JR mentioned Kane Hodder when we were talking about all the cameos in Rise of Leslie Vernon Behind the Mask. I could be wrong, but I could have swore JR said something about that.
He might have. I don't remember.
Metal Mikey's right. It is very brief. It's just one very quick scene. Mm. And I believe it's at the Nightmare on Elm Street house. Mm. You check in the mail or something. Mm. 12 rounds. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great. It's obviously a wrestling movie, or a movie made by the wrestling company with a professional wrestler as the main star. Becky, what'd you think of it?
I don't remember it.
Okay. It's the one where the cop accidentally kills a bad guy's girlfriend, and the bad guy gets out of prison, and he's going to make him go through 12 rounds of stuff. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. I remember it now. Yeah, definitely. It was all right.
Yeah, Metal Mikey, I disagree. Yes, X gets the square. I'm sorry. So, Mikey called back, but his second one was like 2 seconds long.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened there. So he called back a third time, and this is what we got.
Let's try leaving this message again about me being hung up instantaneously. This is Metal Mikey with my thoughts on episode 100 of Plan 9 for Cyberspace. Good times as always. And I'll actually do a bit of reverse and kickstart things with talk about the movie, which was Santa's Sleigh, which I remember watching it at random once when I was visiting friends out in Illinois. They brought it up one morning. I wasn't expecting...
And that's it.
Darn.
I don't know what happened. Call back. So
He said, fuck it, I'm not calling back a fourth time. Huh?
Yeah. I hope he didn't get hit by a car or something, but...
I was expecting...
And he sent that early in the week, so we haven't heard from him since.
Oh, no.
Like, I hope you're okay, and I want to know what you thought of Santa Sleigh.
He's been on Twitter, so he's alive.
I really like Santa Sleigh. So, Leviathan was okay. And that's it for our listener feedback this week. Should someone else want to get a hold of us, how might they do that, Becky?
Well, they could telephone us at 1-206-426-2091. Our email is plan9@podomatic.com. And they can leave something in or send something to the post office at Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902.
And that's snail trail mail?
It's going to be called golden mail if they keep raising the fucking prices of postage stamps.
Oh, no shit.
They're talking about doing that again. I'm sorry. I don't think... It's ridiculous. Let's raise the price and then drop one day's delivery.
You know, I'm not a fan of it either, Becky, but... And I hate to go political, but this is an example of the problem with government jobs. Technology has come along, and nobody uses the post office like they used to.
Well, no.
We do not send letters to each other and cards and everything. A lot of that is done through email and electronically now. And a lot of us pay most of our bills online.
Oh, I pay everyone but one online.
So, and even your bank statements, all your bills come to you. Very, very few companies are sending shit through the mail anymore.
Right.
So the post office is hurting, yet they've got all these employees. They got to be able to pay them. So I don't like the increasing rates either, but I there's no easy answer to that, unfortunately. Technology is almost outdated the Postal Service.
True.
Except for packages. And let me tell you, when you're in basic training, packages are awesome.
I imagine they were.
Packages are awesome anytime.
Well, yeah, yep. You're right. We love it when we get them in the snail trail box. So, that brings us back to the movie tonight. And like we said before, this is Christmas in July, take two. And tonight's choice was Mark's choice, Retroactive. And bear with this trailer. It's about 2 minutes long.
you become stranded in the middle of nowhere.
Got a little car trouble there, huh, honey?
You're a witness to a murder.
He's gonna kill me!
Forced to relive those moments again and again.
He's got a gun, officer!
And they just keep getting worse. Retroactive.
Oh my God.
Keep driving.
What the hell? Remember that little experiment that I was working on? Got it to work.
You want proof that your machine worked? You come with me.
You and I, you are reading my mind, girl.
I know. This is about you
taking hold of your life. Codependent no more. I'm from Venus, you're from Mars. Beam me on up. Gotcha, baby.
That machine has got to be destroyed.
Chevrolet! James Belushi, Kylie Travis, and Frank Whaley.
Stop doing it!
Retroactive.
She killed my wife! She kicked me! She's trying to kill me! She's a psycho hitchhiker! Help me!
Baby! Well, there you have the trailer for Retroactive. And I got to say, I'd never heard of this film before. Didn't know much about it. And I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought it was okay. It was a worthwhile watch to me. So, I suppose I'm going to have to synopsize it, aren't I?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It is the story. And you'll have to bear with me because I was high on oxy at the time I watched this. But it's the story of some blonde chick who is a police negotiator, hostage negotiator.
Yes.
Who just had a bad episode. She was trying to get three people saved and or
six.
Six people. It didn't work. It was 3 days ago. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, and they all got killed. So I don't know if she resigned, was fired, or is just taking some time off. But she goes down to Texas.
Which is where she's originally from.
Yeah. And on the way there, she's daydreaming a little bit, kind of gets run off the road, hits a sign, car breaks down. She gets picked up by James Belushi and his girlfriend.
Wife.
And were they married?
It was confusing because one time they weren't, you know, I don't know.
And James Belushi's not a very good guy. He's into some less than honorable activities. And the catch of the whole thing is that things go bad and she ends up in a place where a guy just happens to be experimenting with time travel, and he's able to send her back about 20 minutes in time to just when she gets picked up by James Belushi. And she gets to run through everything again because she has a memory of it, but no one else will. But unfortunately, every time she goes back, things just get a little bit worse.
Sounds like Groundhog Day.
Except it doesn't have the comedy aspect.
Mm, okay.
And it's very similar to Time Crimes.
Mm.
In the first few scenes, I really didn't like James Belushi's characterization. But as the movie went on, I liked him more and more as a villain. I enjoyed seeing him in this type of role instead of, you know, the bumbling lovable oaf, who's really kind of an asshole oaf, self-centered.
There you go, yeah.
Most of his characters are pretty self-centered, which I never understood why people put up with that. But this guy's definitely self-centered, but he's an asshole, so it's okay. I mean, you're supposed to not like him.
Right.
How'd you like him as a villain, Becky?
I'm like you. At first I thought, but I watched this movie twice because originally we didn't think we were going to be able to get together and watch it. So I watched it thinking that I would pass it on. And I was glad I watched it twice. I picked up a few things that I missed the first watch. His mutton chops and his Elvis look, you know, and he was very self-centered, like you said, you know. He thought all the women really thought he was something.
And he's got a swagger to him.
Yeah.
I kind of like the swagger. Not in it to admire, but as a bad guy. It just worked. At least, you know, for me it did.
Right.
I'm surprised he's never played a bad guy since then, because I think he could make a decent villain of this type.
Something tells me he played another role similar to that, but I can't remember what movie it was.
I think that in some of his, even his TV series, he's a little self-centered, self-focused, you know.
Well, and according to Jim, he's definitely, you know, self-centered and all about, you know, what he wants in him.
I think one of the funniest lines when he was talking about his wife, Rianne, was that she always did like it south of the border.
Yeah.
And then he smiles real big.
Who doesn't?
That's kind of what I thought, too. Hey, men aren't the only ones.
As I said, he's kind of a bad guy, and things are going to go his way one way or the other. It don't matter what happens. Don't get in his way, because he's going to get done what he wants to get done. And he'll go to any measure to make sure that happens. And each time, it keeps going a little further, and things go a little more wrong as she tries to fix things. So I like that aspect of it. In the end, things work out a little bit differently. I'll say this, not better for everybody.
No. Still a disaster in some way.
Yeah.
But you hear so many times people say, oh, God, I wish I could do that over again. Well, this was a perfect example. Maybe you want to rethink that.
Yeah.
And it kind of did have a little bit of the butterfly effect. I thought, anyway.
Yeah, although this came out way before. I mean, this came
right out
in 95.
Right.
So.
Now, the IMDb says 97, but...
Okay, maybe it was 97. We'll trust it. Yeah, take anything over me tonight.
Trust the IMDb. That's like the scariest
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. It's probably more reliable than me tonight.
I just kind of flashed back, because I... And they do call Rianne his wife, but what it all comes down to, he illegally obtains an object, which took me a little bit to figure out that what it was, and he's on the way to sell it for a good sum of money, and then he picks up this Karen, Kylie Travis, I think was her name, and she's in the back seat. She's trying to kind of at first play the negotiator without really saying what her job title was. Because first thing he says, well, you're not a cop, are you? Well, no, not exactly. And he's trying to flirt with her a little bit. Yeah, it was a good watch. It's not one I would have picked up on my own, but I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something I would have picked up on my own, Having seen it, though, I don't regret seeing it. It's definitely worth getting from Netflix.
Yes.
So, there's not a lot I think we can say about it without giving little things away. This is one of those that you have to watch it. Although, there's not going to be any great big twist or surprise.
And no titties.
Payoff. Yeah.
Ah!
But decent action.
I mean, yeah.
And other than, you know, good guys never get hit, but secondary and tertiary characters never get missed. Other than that, I thought it had decent action sequences.
I thought she did some... Her action scenes were... When, you know, she was jumping and running and climbing, looked very real to me. But she was very athletic in doing them.
And, you know, I bought the combat between him and her.
Uh-huh.
I thought worked really well. Because they seemed pretty evenly matched. There was a lot of back and forth.
Yes.
And it wasn't like she's Cynthia the Rothrock or some ultimate fighting champion. The way they choreographed everything, it worked. You didn't have to suspend disbelief to buy it.
Right. The only thing that was hard to believe was they couldn't hit a fucking thing with those guns.
Unless it was not an important character.
Yes.
And then they never missed. But it's not like, as much as I like the Buffy show, Sarah Michelle Gellar is a tiny little woman. Beating up guys 3 to 4 times her size with one punch. You didn't have to buy that. I mean, this works.
Yes.
So, I definitely recommend it. And I want to thank Mark for suggesting it.
Yes, Mark.
Any questions or comments, Elisa?
No. I spent my time watching other movies this week, and I totally forgot to ask what movie we were watching, so... Oh, well.
It's not an instant watch, unfortunately.
Okay.
You have to order, so... I think it's a recommend from those of us that have seen it, though.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, we're not going to have a poem tonight. Unless one of you guys can think one real quick.
No.
I can read you a joke. You want a joke?
Sure.
All right. I'll give me a second to pull it up here. I don't have it memorized. But
I was really surprised we didn't hear any feedback about some of the... of course, they probably hadn't had a chance to check them out. The YouTube stuff you had us look at. Yeah. That was kind of funny. Yes.
I did not have any time to look anything else up this weekend to...
Well, my God, no. I mean, even if you had it, you wouldn't have remembered what you looked up.
Okay. True. All right, here's the joke. And I'm going to put Robert's name in here since he's not here.
So am.
Robert wanted desperately to have sex with a smoking hot girl at work, but she was with someone else already. One day, Robert got so desperate that he went to her and said, "I'll give you $100 if you let me have sex with you." The girl looked at him shocked and said, "No!" So Robert said, "I'll be real quick. I'll throw the money on the floor. You bend down, and I'll finish by the time you've picked it up." She thought for a moment and said that she would have to consult with her boyfriend. So she called him and explained the situation. Her boyfriend says, "Asking for $200, pick up the money really fast, and he won't even be able to get his pants down."
Yeah.
She agreed and accepts the proposal. Over half an hour goes by, and the boyfriend is still waiting to hear for his girlfriend's call. Finally, after 45 minutes, the boyfriend calls and says, "What happened?" Still breathing hard, she managed to reply, "The fucker had all quarters."
Oh, my God.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, yes. And that's really Robert.
Well, actually, it has my name in it. I wasn't going to read my name.
He changed the name to protect the...
Not so innocent. So... All right, no poem. Instead, you get a cheap, dirty joke.
Well, so, that's good enough.
And I'd love to tell you what movie we're doing next week, but at this time, we don't even know.
Yeah.
So it could be almost anything. So I'm ready to get out of here. I'm sure you ladies have something to do as well. I'm going to add the movie or the song on in post. So we will see you in 7.
Have a good week, everybody.